Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're on the long road, and I'm glad that we're back on it. We took a little diversion there and went out to Kansas City, but now we're back on that long road with our friends from Long Road Distillery. And it's more 2018 cocktails, right, Bob?
I don't know if I can take any more.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one during the break that they're going to recreate.
Because was that ridiculous?
It vaporized when it got over here by us.
That was beautiful. I took a nice picture of the little bit of remnants in the bottom of the glass. But, Johnny, what was that we just tried?
So that was a classic cocktail from New Orleans called the Ramos Gin Fizz.
Ramos.
It's a decadent cocktail. And so, you know, to be a little more adventurous this segment, we're going to introduce egg whites to cocktails.
Not only egg whites, but brown egg whites.
Yeah, you're going to get the good eggs, Bob.
All right. He said Ramos.
Right.
So, yeah, this cocktail was developed in New Orleans in the 20s. And it's gin, lime juice, simple syrup, and an egg white, and 6 drops of orange blossom water, which you can find at most Mediterranean
six
stores.
6 drops.
6 drops. It's a very potent aromatic thing. You got to be careful with it. You know, it's dangerous. But
it's like hash oil. I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Learning a lot about Bob this morning.
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. If you're a long-time listener, you're not learning much.
So what you got to do first is you got to do what's called a dry shake. So that means dry shake is, it's a little counterintuitive, but
dry shake. Here we go.
Something else we've learned about Bob today.
Yeah. So you shake a cocktail with ice, you start by shaking it without ice. And what that does is it takes that egg white, and that egg white kind of like making a meringue for a pie. Okay. It emulsifies that egg white and really adds texture to the drink. And then after you shake it, you add ice, shake it again, and that chills it, really makes the volume expand on that egg white. And then,
bit of science in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like baking. Like distilling and baking are very similar.
I'm thinking Mr. White could do really well with this.
Yeah, yeah. Walter. So I'm going to get shaken here.
Okay. Get shaken, we'll get baking. So fun to have Rob Russell on and do a little bit of rib talk. So just to wrap up a little bit on what Rob was talking about, basically peel the membrane off the ribs, rub them, put whatever you want on. Dude, you can put salt and pepper and a little garlic powder if you want, and that's fine. Paprika, onion powder, add whatever you want. Try not to put the sugar on. Do that at the last. And then throw them in the smoker. And yes, you have to have a smoker. If you don't have a smoker, go to Garrett's Appliance and get a smoker, okay?
Right. Easy enough. They got lots of them there. And ribs are best smoked. End of discussion.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Don't grill them.
No.
Put them on the rib. We had, John's over there doing the dry shake right now. And if you just close your eyes, you can get a visual of what's going on there. But
so Jenny, let's talk to Jenny here while she's...
Yeah.
Because we're not going to do any Jenny jokes. It's just too easy. I want to, but I don't know who to turn to. So,
but he does have your number.
You do. Etched on my forehead.
Right.
So what do you do there? It says operations and chaos.
Yeah. Well, isn't operations chaos? I feel like that just goes hand in hand. So I do a lot with education. So talking to people about our brand, doing cocktail classes, doing distillery tours.
Do you visit middle schools?
Try not to. If they want to, though. Yeah.
Well, the teachers would like it.
Right. Yeah. We have a lot of teacher groups come in, but that's where we draw the lines.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. So you also have a Michigan raspberry liqueur coming out.
Yeah. So we have a Michigan raspberry liqueur coming out. It's actually came out on Valentine's Day.
It already came.
It did.
Nice.
Yes. So it's fantastic. It has about a pound of raspberries per bottle. We're doing pint bottles on that. It's got a little bit of sweetness to it because it's a liqueur. But it's a little bit drier than some of the other raspberry liqueurs out there.
So, Jenny, this might be a good time while he's finishing this cocktail to tell us where Long Road is, how people can find you, your presence on the web, all of that.
Yeah, so we're on Leonard Street, so we're on the west side of Grand Rapids, so we're 537 Leonard Northwest. We have a full cocktail bar, a full kitchen where we're doing some fantastic food. We have an event space, and we do a lot of things. We like to have a lot of fun over there. So when you come over, we want you to have fun. Website is longroaddistillers.com. And if you like us on Facebook, you'll get an update on all of the classes we're doing, tours we're doing, different events we have for different times of the year.
So classes, touch on that real quick, because I didn't realize you taught classes.
Yeah, so we do cocktail classes. So you can come in and we do them on a broad range of topics, but you can come in and we'll teach you how to make 4 cocktails. If you make it, you got to drink it. So You get to drink your mistakes.
Yeah.
But we'll go through the proper techniques. We our introduction class is great because it'll help you decide what kind of equipment you need at home and things like that.
Okay, so John, you just set this cocktail over in front of us. Describe it real quick once again.
So it is the Ramos Gin Fizz with gin, lime juice, simple syrup, egg white, orange blossom water. And then I top it off with a little bit of a hibiscus tincture, which is this beautiful purple color, and add a little design into the emulsified egg white on the top.
Where is the tincture?
don't go there.
No, he can go there. A tincture is essentially you take a botanical, you take a herb, you take a spice, and you soak it in high proof alcohol, and it extracts all that flavor and concentrates it. So
oh
you can
gosh.
Add a ton of flavor without having to add a lot of volume.
I feel like I'm on Bourbon Street right now. That was fantastic.
That's one of my favorite cocktails in the world.
And this little red blossom, is that the tincture?
That's the tincture floating on top.
Can I touch it?
Go right ahead.
There might be kids listening.
Learning a lot this morning, especially about Bob.
Now all of a sudden I'm worried.
Well, that's fabulous. That is. That's unlike anything I've ever had before. Yeah. And that is fabulous. Now, we didn't talk about any of the high proof of this. Is that the alcohols that you're making help us out? Very drinkable.
Yeah, absolutely. So our products range in from a liqueur at around 55 proof, all the way up to we've released single barrel bourbons or single barrel whiskeys at 125 proof. Most of our stuff is around the 80 to 93 range. It's kind of the sweet spot. We like things that are a little higher proof. They stand up better in cocktails. You start with 80% or 80 proof alcohol, and you add 30% liquid to it when you make a cocktail. It dilutes those flavors. So we start, aquavit and gin are both 90 proof, so we want them to stand up in drinks.
Right. So now people are listening to you at like 25 stations all around Michigan and on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So where can they find this? Probably not on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere in
really?
Michigan. We're only in Michigan.
But not on the East Coast.
Not okay. on the East Coast. Right. But we are in 800-plus retail outlets around the state.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. So your Family Fairs and your Spartan stores to your Meijer stores to your favorite local retailer. If you don't see us on the shelf, you can go ask. Anybody can order our product, whether it's your favorite local restaurant.
And I know you're in Siciliano's because I go there every week and I buy
guys.
Your product there.
So my quick question, John, with regard to that is, are there certain ones that are in retail outlets and only stuff that you release in the distillery?
Yeah, we have a few. We do some limited release products that we only have at Long Road, but I would say 85% of what we make, we put in distribution because we want people to find it all over the state.
Yeah. Business is good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. This drink is so good that I think every man should try one of these, so it's time for a little man law. Write man law job, and I'm going to say everybody needs to have one of them there, right there. That's all I'm saying.
Tasty.
Man law number 30.
Don't touch your tincture. That's man law.
Man law number 30. A man does not cheat, not in a game, not in love, not on friends, not on enemies. A man knows that a suspension or a fine cannot rebuild character.
That's exactly right.
That's a wonderful law. I love that one.
You're a man of your word. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
Don't cheat.
Simple. Simple stuff right there.
Unless it's in euchre.
All right. So we got it. So,
that's a Michigan thing.
Because he just has such a desire to win.
No, right. No, I don't really. My wife is the one that steals the deal all the time. Yeah. So I'm usually not even noticing her sleight of hand.
Right. So we got one more cocktail. What do we have?
I can't get over the last
yes.
one.
Then slide that one this way.
I feel like I would be disloyal to this. Tell me again what this is called.
That's the Ramos Gin Fizz.
Ramos Gin Fizz.
Yeah.
Look it up. Go to Long Road. Learn how to make this thing. And make one for your girlfriend or your wife or both of them the same night. Really enlighten your day.
And don't touch your tincture. Right?
You just can't let go of that.
I can't let go tincture. Of that. So what do I have?
You have the Buffalo Negra.
Ooh,
which is
close.
Wheat whiskey, balsamic vinegar, ginger beer, and basil. So you're getting a lot of that herb notes from that basil. But this is a really good cocktail because it's easy to make. It's a simple shaken cocktail. You're just switching up ingredients. Instead of putting syrups and things like that in there, you're going to put that balsamic to get some of that richness. And it's pretty nice.
I think he likes it. Me, I'm sticking with this right here because I can just taste New Orleans all over again.
There's not cola in there. What?
It's a carbonated ginger beer.
But it looks like a rum and Coke.
Yeah, so the balsamic gives the color.
We've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We had a little fun with our friends from Long Road Distillery today, Barbecue Bob, and I also talked to the board of directors, Rob Russell, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Be safe out there. Enjoy your winter and get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. We'll speak with you next week.
I can make it strong. All you got to do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips. Take a little sip and tell me what you think. Yeah. I can fix a drink.